Bless him, Lord. Singing. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless our Lord. Amen. Praise God.
What a friend, Sharon.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, man. Woo!
singing.
Yeah, I think I did.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, that. Good singing. Praise the Lord.
Where's your little backup? How much you know this song?
Oh, okay.
Let's see about that chord, though, will you, Carolyn?
I don't know the righteous song again. It worked last time.
Sing it for Jesus.
It worked last time.
Yeah.
Probably won't work it Sunday morning.
It's all right.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Rocks will cry out.
That's right. You were talking about that rock crying out this morning.
Yeah.
I wasn't very long or something.
Bless you, Lord.
And for great deals, no matter where you order Kroger pickup.
Bless you, Brother Patrick.
Good morning, Norma.
Singing. We ain't done singing. We got some birthdays we got to sing about.
Right.
Amen. Carolyn says she's behind on the birthdays.
Three months.
Oh my goodness.
They only come once a year, but we got some birthdays we need to sing happy birthday
July,
to.
August and September, so let's raise the hands for
it. Who's had a birthday?
Anybody here?
One?
July.
July.
August. Birthday's in August.
Come on.
September.
That is three. All right. She wasn't Barbara as you thought she was. This didn't have nobody born in anything but September, amen? Well, we're going to sing happy birthday. Y'all help us. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Y'all tell I can't sing a lick. Especially when you laid on your back. Snowing all night long. I made a big kettle of homemade vegetable soup yesterday and I ate too much of it. But I had a reason, Brother Denny. It wouldn't all fit in the container and I had to eat extra bowl. I'd have been better off if I went and got another container. But anyway, it was good. Still got plenty of it left over. I'll probably cook some cornbread today to go with it. But we made some tuna fish. I made some tuna fish sandwiches to go with it. That's what we'll be eating today, probably vegetable soup and a tuna fish sandwiches even today. But boy, I enjoyed that homecoming service.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Last Sunday, yeah. Not only was the food good, the singing good, the fellowship was good, the singing was good this morning too. Brother Patrick talked about, you know, praying there early in the morning at the garden. And I do get up early and I do pray for y'all. I pray for the singing too. I pray for my song leader. I pray for the piano player. Pray for the guitar players. Hey, even the tambourine. I believe we'll praise the Lord. Right. And I believe if we don't, I believe the rocks will cry out. Amen. But I pray for the singing as well as I do for the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. And I can't sing, but I thank God for those that can sing. I especially thank God for those that want to sing. Listen, I want you to remember this. When we do sing, it's not about ability anyway. Thank God, my pastor said the only ability God ever looks for is availability. And you don't have to sing by the letter. We just wear it back and let her go. And I appreciate the singing of this church. I was telling Buddy Patrick, I heard a song on the radio. And it was a man singing that song, "This Little Light of Mine." He said, "I'm not going to let Satan blow it out." And there's a bunch of children in the background. And they were helping him sing it. It was a real blessing. I told him, try to find out whoever that is. And we'll give copyrights or whatever. But I liked it. Children in the background saying, "No." And they'd say no and laugh. But you know, little children, Jesus incorporated children in his teaching down here. He brought a little child up and said, "You come one of these, you ain't going to heaven." And little child, they're just as innocent, just full of love of God. We get old, man, we need both. We need, instead of vaccine, we need an injection of the love of God. And we need to get innocent instead of so guilty. And I love to watch little children. They just can't do no wrong. And I especially like Brother Patrick's always incorporating little Lucy. And she does a good job singing. Yeah. But the children will really like this song. All they got to do is say, "No!" And it's really good. And we're hoping maybe we can get something together on that. The Sunday before last, we had Brother Lee Watts here. And he done a really good job. And old Brother Eddie, I ain't had to preach much. I preached that Sunday night. Last Sunday night, I went over to Bethel Baptist Church. Enjoyed. I really went over to hear my pastor preach. Had a young preacher, Brother Caleb. He preached last Sunday night, done a good job there. I think he preached out of the book of Acts, and done a good job. But thank God, God's still calling men to preach.
Yeah.
People still want to sing songs of God, want to sing for the Lord. All I want to do is just get out of the way, Sybil. I just don't want to be in the way.
Right.
That's what I said about singing. If you got a song that you want to sing for the Lord, somehow we'll make time for that. I know God chose the fools for preaching. I know we need preaching.
Yes.
But I want the Lord to be praised.
That's right.
And I'll tell you right now, buddy, he don't get much of it. Anytime we get an opportunity to praise the Lord, I want to work it in somehow. Y'all probably haven't been around to many churches and seen as many things as I have. But I've seen some churches that they didn't conduct themselves very well. They really needed to share, I guess, the time a little more. They'd have got blessed more if they had. They just kind of cut and dry, mostly dry. Way too much cutting. But the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
Yeah.
I know we all got watches on. I'm looking at the clock back there. But you know what? If the Lord was to come here in the next 15 minutes, we'd forget all about all of the beans burning, all the soup, you know, the cornbread. We'd forget about all of that. Amen. We'd be going to that great supper. Hallelujah.
Right.
We're going to be preaching along those lines today. I just kind of stirred the pot a little bit right there. Turn in your Bible, 2 Samuel chapter 9. We're preaching today on sitting at the king's table.
Yeah.
2 Samuel chapter 9. I actually didn't have this message on my mind this morning. As I was praying this morning, it got on my mind. So this is pretty fresh. I just got it this morning. And I have to admit, I didn't have no problem at all getting on board with it. I like this message. 2 Samuel chapter 9. And we'll read all 13 verses of 2 Samuel chapter 9. David, he's just got his throne. He's just been anointed king. And the first thing he wants to do, Brother Eddie, he wants to show kindness.
Yeah.
And David said, "Is there any yet that's left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" David and Jonathan, they really loved each other. They didn't try to usurp authority. Jonathan took off his royal robes and gave them to David. And David put on those royal robes, and David wasn't king. But Jonathan wasn't, you know, he shared what he had. And they had a wonderful relationship. They made covenants with each other. And this is part of that covenant. Verse 2, "And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, Art thou Ziba? And he said, Thy servant is he." And the king, we're talking about King David, Is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness or show the kindness of God unto him?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Jonathan had yet a son, which is lame on his feet." And the king said unto him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Behold, he's in the house of Machar." Machar means sold. You know, it's a place of slaves and servants. The son of Emael in Lodabar. Let me read all that together. I interrupted that. He's in the house of Machar, the son of Emael in Lodabar. Lodabar means without pasture. The king, then King David, sent and fetched him out of the house of Machar, the son of Emael, from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, "Mephibosheth," and he answered, "Behold thy servant." David said unto him, "Fear not." Oh, I like those words, Brother Ed. Fear not.
Yes, Lord.
"I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan's thy father's sake." Boy, almost intermission for shouting right here. Oh my.
Bless God.
"And will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually."
Woo! Hey, glory.
Oh my. Boy, this come out of the mouth of a king.
Yeah, it is.
Bible said, "Word of the king with power." Here, King David just got established, just got on his throne, wanting to show kindness. He tells Mephibosheth, "You're going to eat bread at my table continually." And he bowed himself and said, "What is thy servant that thou should look upon such a dead dog as I am?" Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertained to Saul and all his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table.
Yeah.
Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. And Ziba said unto the king, according to all that my lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall my servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. Hallelujah. Woo!
Glory.
And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. And all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants under Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both his feet. I'm talking about sitting at the king's table.
Yes.
That last verse there, Mephibosheth did eat continually at the king's table. Amen. We'll stop right there. Our Father, we thank you for the privilege, Lord, to preach from your word. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the great truths that we've just read. Lord, even though we can't understand or comprehend, Lord, the depth and breadth of this scripture, Lord, we know how true it is concerning us.
Yeah.
And Lord, thank you for Jesus, like David's Jonathan, that not only Jonathan was dead, but for Jonathan's sake, the king wanted to show kindness to his son. And Lord, we're sons and daughters of God, thanks to Calvary. And Lord, our king's coming soon. We're going to sit at his table. We pray, Lord Father, you bless this service today. Encourage your children today, Lord. I heard the singing this morning, and Brother Eric singing about won't be long. He said he could see his mansion, and Lord, we know the half ain't been told. We know, Lord, that never ended in the heart of the Son of Man things that God has prepared for those that love him, look to his appearing. We know, Lord, won't be long, we'll get home. But until then, Father, we're looking forward to that day we'll sit at the king's table. Pray your blessings upon this message today. Open our eyes today, we may see and behold the goodness of God, the kindness of God's been so abundantly bestowed upon us. And Lord, we give you the praise and glory for whatever you do today, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Let me say that meal last Sunday was good. I enjoyed that homecoming. Brother Patrick done a good job with those shoulders.
Yes.
Those Boston butts, I have to admit, buddy. Woo! I mean, that was some fine eating. All the food was fine. I'm telling you, anybody left there hungry, it's their own fault. But you know, I like a good meal. I do. I'm learning how to cook. I married a cook 47 years ago with intention. I've eaten good all my life, Brother Eric, and she's down now. No brother Eddie's having to sip up the plate, do the cooking. I can't cook. I can't sing. But I'll tell you this, she's teaching me how to cook. I'm learning a little bit more. And I love to eat. And if you go to eat, you're going to have to learn how to cook or get somebody that can cook. But I enjoyed the meal. I enjoyed all the vegetables. I enjoyed it all. I enjoyed the fellowship. Yeah. And I want you to know, one day, hallelujah, we're going to be sitting at the king's table. Amen.
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 Thank God for the seeking Savior, Brother Mitchell. You know, back before I become acquainted with the king, I had somebody looking for me. Did you notice that verse number one?
Yeah.
David the king, he said, Is there yet any that's left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?
Mm-hmm.
Saul was a disobedient king, but God left him in power Because Israel needed a king.
Right.
God had gave them this king. And Saul started out right, but it didn't stay right.
That's right.
And David was called a man after God's own heart. Mm-hmm. And God told Samuel to go to the house of Jesse. He said, I found there a man after my own heart. He said, go there and anoint him king. And Samuel went to the house of Jesse. And all them big old robust boys come by girling. And God said, that ain't him.
Little guy.
All of them come by Denny.
That's right.
He said, that ain't him. And Jimmy, when they run out of boys, Samuel said, is there any left? He said, there's one little old ruddy lad out there on the hill out there needing shape. He said, well, go get him. Yeah. We can't sit down till we get you. They want to eat. You know what I mean? I like to eat, sir. And they want to eat, sir, but they can't eat till this boy comes. And here he comes in, just a little ruddy lad. Not much to look at. God said, that's him, anointing king. And Samuel anointed little David king, Bonnie.
Yeah.
Boy, did his trouble never get started. Next thing you know, he's running for his life. Yeah. Anyway, God worked it all out.
Yeah. Amen.
Even though Saul wasn't on board with David being king, he didn't realize David was a better king than he ever thought about being.
Yeah, that's right.
And got everything God told Saul to do, he disobeyed. And Samuel come up to him one day. And so he had just a simple task. And he wasn't supposed to spare anything. He was supposed to go destroy Amalek. He got killed by Amalek. Anyway, he went up there, and here comes Samuel. And Saul said, we obey the Lord. And them sheep and camel, they're all over there. You know, the sheep's are bleating, the camels are low. And Samuel said, what's that sound? He said, oh, we saved a few of the sheep and the cattle to sacrifice to the Lord. And Samuel had a little salt about him. He said, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Right.
He said, rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. You see, we're supposed to obey.
That's right.
And Saul didn't obey, and it brought him his death. He was killed by an Amorite.
Right.
The very one he was sent to destroy ended up being the one that killed him. David had that boy put to death. But anyway, make a long story short, the boy did bring the crown to David, and he lost his life because he was an Amorite. Mm-hmm. But now David's established, he's on the throne, he's seeking somebody. Mm-hmm. He's seeking them, Carolyn, because he wants to show kindness.
Right.
Boy, my Savior, he's a great kindness,
amen.
Brother Ed.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I got in because of the goodness of God.
That's right, amen. Amen.
Oh, I'm telling you, I don't know about y'all, but I'm glad I am in.
That's right.
A symbol that took the kindness of God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Bestowed upon me.
Amen.
Yes. Made so I wasn't worthy.
That's right. Lord.
But this king.
Right.
You know, Jesus, son of David, sir. He put a little bit of himself in David. He said, is there any out there?
Mm-hmm.
He said, there's one out there, he's lame.
I
was lame too, Jimmy. I was lame because of a fall.
Yeah.
I wanted to do right. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to sin. Sin was bigger than me. Got the best of me. Next thing I know, I was living in sin.
That's right.
Next thing I know, I thought I could handle sin.
Yes.
I'm telling you, buddy, it wasn't too long. Sin sued me.
Yeah.
Amen.
But boy,
bless him, Lord.
This king, this new king, amen. David.
Amen.
He said, I want to show some kindness.
Amen. Right.
He says, there ain't left out there. I'd like to show him some kindness. He said, there's one down there. There's one down there.
Amen. Come on now.
Oh, I'm telling you, it don't take many to get Jesus. He leaves the 99 to work to how many?
Right.
Hey! He came looking for me. Glory to God. I wasn't much to look at, but he found me. Amen. Just wanted to show kindness, all he wanted to do.
Amen.
He says, there ain't out there I can show some kindness to. They said, yeah, there's one down here. Thank God for the seeking Savior. The Bible said in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, Brother Eric, that Jesus came to seek and to save sinners. Paul talked about him being the chiefest of sinners in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. He said, of a truth, Christ Jesus came to this world to save sinners, of whom I'm chief. But I want you to know what Jesus, David here, he said, is there any left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake. You know, the Bible said God forgave me for Christ's sake in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Here David, like Jesus, for Jonathan's sake, God for Christ's sake forgave me. God for Christ's sake sought me. God for Christ's sake forgave me. Amen. But I had somebody looking for me, Sharon. Boy, 34 years I'm trying to hide from God.
Yeah.
I'm glad I never gave up looking, Brother Ed.
Amen.
I think he kind of knew where I was. I just wasn't in a hurry for him to find me. Not only was I a sinner, but I have to admit, I kind of like sin. The Bible talked about Moses chose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. I wasn't a seasonal sinner, Carol.
No, that's right.
I was a terrible sinner. Mm-hmm. I don't think there was too much I wasn't guilty of. But then I got baptized down at Brotherhood Free Will Baptist Church. A guy I worked with, Mark Bunch, and he come up to me. And I'm pretty happy about being saved, you know, and I was glad to get baptized. He come up to me and he said, "I refuse to believe that God could save someone like you." I couldn't even argue with him. I'm still having trouble with it myself. But I gave him a testimony. Hey, even though I was wet and being baptized, he picked me up and squeezed all the life out of me. But hallelujah. He's my brother now, amen. And Jesus made a difference, but I had somebody looking for me. I had somebody that cared about me. In verse number 3, look at there. He said, Is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show kindness, show the kindness of God unto him? I had somebody cared about me looking for me. Not only was he looking for me, but he wasn't looking for me for the wrong reasons. He was looking for me for the right reasons. He wanted to help me. Hey, he wanted to show kindness to me, amen. Yeah. The Bible said the goodness of God leads men to repentance. You know, God's been good to me. I ain't got a complaint one. I just wished I'd got on board a little earlier, amen. Yeah. But the Bible said, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, that Jesus cares about us. It says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Right. Jesus cares about us enough that He, amen, He knocks asking to come into our life, amen. Hey, He wanted to sup with me. He wanted me sat at His table, Brother Ed. And I had somebody looking for me, and I had somebody looking for me that cared about me.
Amen. That's right.
You know, I watch these police programs every now and then. If you watch the news enough, you'll notice they're looking for people. But they're not trying to show kindness to them, Dee. They're trying to get them in handcuffs, trying to get them behind bars. You know what I mean? That's their job. They're law enforcement officers. With their God, we let them do their job, amen. I'm telling you, buddy, down in Memphis, they're killing them now. They're robbing them now. They're stabbing them now. Hey, they're stealing them blind now. That's just one state down, amen.
That's right.
And I had this one looking for me, Sybil. And he just wanted to show me some kindness.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. I'm still running. You know, I actually thought God was my enemy. I didn't know He was my friend. I didn't know that He was a friend of sinners. And I was a sinner, and I was afraid. And my Mephibosheth, he's afraid. And he understanding this like he will here when we get through with this. He's thinking David's wanting to kill him. Hey, I didn't know God was my friend, amen. But I had someone that cared about me seeking me, amen.
Right. Amen.
And listen, verse 5. He had Mephibosheth brought to him. You know, I have to admit, He brought me to Him. He drew me. The Bible says in Hosea chapter 11, verse 4, that He draws us to Him with cords of love. He drew me to Him. Even though I didn't know Him, even though I was estranged, didn't know nothing about Him, He still loved me, still sought me, and He had me brought to Him. And when He found me, He had me brought to His palace. Now, you know, if I'd got saved a little early, it might not have been so bad. Right. But at 34 years old, I was a sinner on the run. If you know what I mean, I wanted nothing to do with God. I didn't want to hear the Word. I didn't want to hear the songs. I didn't want to come in the house of God. I'm telling you right now, buddy, I was a fugitive, so to speak, from God. But thank God he cared about me, and he was looking for me, and he had me brought to him. Now, King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel from Lodibar. You see, David, king, he's got power now. He's got position now. All he's wanting to do is show kindness. Hey, Mephibosheth, he ain't got it all figured out yet. I didn't have it all figured out. I just knew one thing, that one day I was going to die. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, as it's appointed unto man, once to die, and after that, the judgment. I may not know no Bible, but I'll tell you this. I guess the devil probably put this in my mind for all the wrong reasons. I was running from God. And Mephibosheth thought he found a pretty good hiding place. He's down in Lodibar. Well, I've heard it said it's called also the house of no bread. He's down there where he can't get nothing to eat. Probably hungry. Probably needs something good to eat. I do every now and then. Brother Eric told me if I quit eating, I'd quit putting on weight. I don't ever see that happen, brother. Now, I have to admit, I love to eat about as much as anybody, man. Yeah. And the better it is, the more I like it. As you can tell, it makes a difference, amen.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
But anyway, the king's looking for Mephibosheth. He's hiding down here in a place called No Bread, the house of No Bread. A place called Without Pasture. You know, the psalm that said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And I haven't wanted anything since I got saved.
Amen.
He leadeth me, you know, to green pastures. This is another word for Lodibar, without pasture. You know, sheep got to have pasture. They got to eat. And you know where he was at? He didn't need to be there. He needed to be up here at the king's palace, sitting at the king's table. So he had him brought unto him. But also, like Mephibosheth, I was afraid. I didn't know how it was going to go. Listen, till you get saved on the other side of salvation, I have to admit, it's kind of fearful, wondering, you know, what all is going to happen to you. And you know, Mephibosheth, he was afraid. And David, he said, "Fear not." Look at verse 6 and 7. David said in verse 7, "Fear not." But verse 6, when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come to David, he fell on his face and did reverence. You know, when you're in the king's presence, yeah, you may not know what to do, but I'll tell you one thing you can do. You can humble yourself. The Bible says we're supposed to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. He might exalt us in due time. Well, Mephibosheth, he didn't have no problem at all. He fell on his face and did reverence. He's trying to get some mercy here. And David said to Mephibosheth, and he answered, "Behold thy servant." He said, "Hey, I'm nothing. I'm just a servant."
That's right.
And David said unto him, "Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake."
Amen.
And you know, I'm going to say, Mephibosheth, he probably perked up a little bit right there. Said, "What'd you say?" I heard this, that I know it's probably going to shut off, but Donald Trump was over there with a king of China, Qing, and they had an interpreter. And Donald Trump was talking to Qing by interpreter. And he said, "Tell him I just bombed one of his airports." And Qing said, "Say again?" Well, anyway, I'm just telling you, you know, they didn't know what, Mephibosheth didn't need no interpreter.
No.
When he said, "I want to show you kindness," he didn't say again. He might have said, "Say it again," because he wanted to hear it again.
Yeah.
But he caught that.
Yeah.
That's why we got two ears to hear with. Amen. Mm-hmm. He said, "I'm not going to kill you. I want to show some kindness to you," you know. And I didn't know how it was going to go with me, Sharon. I didn't know Jesus like I do now. Mm-hmm. I know him now personally.
That's right.
And I know he wanted to show me some kindness, Brother Ed, but I hadn't sat at his table yet.
No.
I didn't know the kindness of God yet. I didn't know about God. And you know, when you're a stranger and all that, you're kind of like Mephibosheth. You're a little afraid. And David said to Mephibosheth, "Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake." Boy, I'll tell you, I'm glad I didn't get what I deserve. I don't know about y'all, but I deserve the hottest place in hell.
Oh, yeah.
And God wants to show me some kindness, Brother Ed.
That's right. Oh, my
God. Had me brought to him. He said, I love you, boy. I'm going to help you. Yeah, and you know, I couldn't help myself. Old song, I think it's Fanny Crosby, that sung it, that helped my helpless estate. She was blind, and she wrote all kind of songs. Her disability didn't keep her a bit from being a very talented songwriter. But he regarded my helpless estate. I couldn't help myself, Carolyn. I'm telling you, I'm like my fellowship. I'm scared. I don't know how it's going to go with me. And yet he said, I want to show you kindness for your father's sake. Amen. Amen. Now, I tell you, like I said, I believe my fellowship's ears may have perked up just a little bit right there.
Yeah.
And Mephibosheth, he probably said, how can this be? You know, I got saved. And on the other side, I'm sitting there thinking, how could this be? I mean, I knew all that I'd done. Now, I don't know about y'all, but when I got saved, my biggest fear was, could God forgive me of all I did? It didn't take him no time to forgive me, Bonnie.
Right. Amen.
I mean, it didn't take no time. I thought, you know, it was going to be a big deal. I drug all my sins up there, and I said, this is it.
Yeah.
Gone. And you know, wasn't no problem on his end, just a problem on my end. The Bible says we'll confess them, he's faithful, just forgive us of them, and you know, to deliver us from them. But I had never done that, but here Mephibosheth is. And you know, he, how could this be that the king loves someone like me? And he wanted me to live with him, amen. David here tells Mephibosheth, he said, I will restore, you know, thanks to my father Adam, I lost everything.
Yeah.
Adam was a king, but he got dethroned pretty quick. He didn't get to be king very long. In the garden of God, got drove out, lost his kingdom, lost his throne, lost the garden, lost, had it made. But you know what, Brother Eric? We get it all back through Jesus.
That's right.
Hey, I'm complete.
Amen.
I ain't come behind in nothing. I'm telling you, ain't nobody. I know some people, they spoke in tongues and walked on water and floated through the air, but they ain't got nothing on me.
That's right.
I'm complete.
That's right.
I'm nobody. I ain't missing nothing.
Bless him, Lord.
Hey, he measured me up. I'm 6'2", but in him, I'm 10 foot tall.
Amen.
I'm nobody. He measured me up. I came short. He measured me up.
That's right.
I'm complete, Brother Ed.
Amen.
I got everything back. The world was taking everything I had, Sue. I couldn't do nothing about it.
Amen.
But this king could. Now, Mephibosheth, he lost it all, Carol. Amen. He didn't have nothing. But if somebody out there looking for him, and he had him brought to him, and he said, all I want to do is restore everything you lost. I want to show some kindness to you. This may not be soaking in on y'all, but it is on me that somebody loved me enough to find where I was, loved me enough to have me brought to him, loved me enough to say, hey, I'm gonna restore all that you lost.
That's right.
Amen.
And he said, Brother Mitchell, he said, thou shalt eat bread at my table continually.
Right.
He said, we're not going to do snack.
Right.
We're talking about,
amen.
Y'all ever been to buffet? Man, Brother Ed, I hate to let this out, Brother Ed, but it's probably okay to tell it now. We didn't really want to go up there and see that art, but we did want to go up there and eat, did we, Brother Ed? I said, we'll get up there, boy.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll eat. And you know what? We got laughed. He got lost, I got lost. I didn't get to eat. He did get to eat. But he told me, so he didn't miss out, baby. We both got lost. Cell phones wouldn't work up there. But the main reason we went, we wanted to eat, did we, brother?
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? This sitting at this king's table. Sybil, he said, you're going to eat continually. I like buffet. Now, every now and then, as you can tell, Jack Lashner, bless his heart, he's a pretty good side guy. I was praying for him this morning. He done gone. But I said, Lord, he was a good friend. He was. And I said, boy, he could sing and he could. And he could preach and he could. But he was a really good friend and a good brother to me. And I miss Brother Jack. I asked the Lord, pray for his family, pray for his ministry that might continue. Brother Jack, he was at a eating place with Brother Bob McCurry. Bob McCurry's in nursing home now. They're trying to help Bob get
He's got some kind of tumor messing him up. He can't hold his balance. But Jack Laster and Bob McCurry are sitting at the table. And Jack done made about four trips. He got it all piled up there. And Brother Bob said, Bob McCurry said to Jack Laster, he said, Brother Jack, you really think you ought to eat all that? Jack weighs 600 pounds. I'm talking about, we talking about, man couldn't get through the door, had to go through sideways. And Jack Laster, you know, you're supposed to be ready to give a man an answer, ask you a question, the reason holds in you. Jack said, Brother Bob, the Bible says I'm supposed to buffet my body. He said, no, it's not, I ain't supposed to buffet your body. He said, I'm going to get buffet. Hey, I'm talking about eating continually at the king's table, amen. And it'll be buffet style. And all you want, and all you can eat, continually at the king's table. Y'all feel like buffeting my body a little too, amen. Jack. I love Brother Jack and I love Brother Bob. I'm praying for Brother Bob. I was hoping he could make a jubilee next month at Bethel Baptist Church. Has jubilee the first week in October, and I'd love to be in service one more time. Brother Bob McCurry. Bob McCurry lives on a mountain down in I think Georgia. I'm not sure exactly, but a great man of God, great mountain preacher. But David tells Mephibosheth, thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? I'm just like Mephibosheth. I'm sitting there thinking, who am I? How is it that I can get on such a deal like this? You know, the Lord didn't just set a table, but he said, whosoever will, let him come. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, I got in on the Lord. Anybody misses out, it's their own fault. Hey, he said, come one, come all. Hey, the table's spread. Amen.
Amen.
You leave, I'll tell you. You leave hungry from the Lord's table, it's your own fault. He wanted to give Mephibosheth something. Look down in verse number 9. When the king called him, Ziba, Saul's servant, said unto him, I've given unto thy master's son all that pertained to Saul. And all, he got all back. Amen. And listen, green pastures and a place at his table. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, the Bible said that Jesus said, if any man hear me knocking and will open my door, I'll come in and sup with him and him with me. I'm looking forward to sitting at the king's table. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Not only did he sit at the king's table, but look at verse 11. He said, as one of the king's sons. Yeah. Woo! And we just had a queen to die over there. Is that England? I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer. But they tell me it takes a while to get used to royalty. They do everything a certain way. It may take a little while to get used to that, but we're royalty. I mean, our father owns it all, really.
Right.
Hey, I'm in the family.
Right.
I want you to know I got adopted, but I'm in.
Yeah.
I mean, they do. They got to sip their tea with their little fingers sticking out of I fit all that in. But simple. I'm royalty. Don't look like it. It will one day.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. One day, Jimmy, we'll have the right clothes on.
Yeah.
We'll have the crown on.
Yeah.
There'll be servants waiting on us. So you want any more? Bring more. You want any more? Yeah. Fill a glass up. Fill a plate up.
Yeah.
Have somebody waiting on me, brother Eric.
That's right.
I've never had that, but we will have. Mm-hmm. When we sit at this table, I want you to know we'll be served. Hey, hallelujah. I'm glad I'm going to get to sit at the king's table. I'm glad, praise God. I hate it that the queen died, but whoever takes her place, they're going to have to step up to the plate because they do everything over there a certain way because of royalty. I'm leaving a lot of this message out. I'm looking back at the clock. It's beat me like a drum. But I'll tell you right now, in Luke chapter 14 talks about a great king made a great supper and invited many, and all he got was excuses, and he said not one of them will ever taste of his supper. They missed it. I'm glad I got in.
Yeah. I'm glad, praise God, Brother Ed, I'm going to taste of the supper the great King.
Right.
I'm glad I'll sit at the great table.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'll see the greatness of the King. Hey! That I'm telling you, He conquered death and hell.
Yes,
and wants you to know, He rose up victorious over the grave. And we're more than conquerors through Him, glory to God. Because of Him, I'm going to sit at the table.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. We'll never eat nobody. We're going to eat here.
No, that's right.
That's right.
I don't even think He even gained no weight. I'm just telling you, probably y'all won't stay the same size. I don't know. I just can't imagine heaven not being perfect. We won't have to go on no diet. You have all the salt you want. Have all the pepper you want. I still believe in it. That chicken noodle soup with the pepper still works, amen. I always start with the salt first. If the salt don't work, then I go step two. I take the chicken noodle soup, paint it black with pepper. And I'll tell you, the first sip, you'll know you've done some good, amen. It may take you about 30 minutes to talk, but praise God, it'll work. But glory to God, thanks to our Savior that sought us, that had us brought to Him, that showed kindness to us, that made us one of the King's sons.
Amen.
We can pull up the table. I guess it'll have our name right there.
Yeah,
say, Brother Dean. He'll sit down there. Here comes service. What do you want? He'll say, I want all of it.
That's right.
He'll say, how much you want? He said, all of it. They say, how much? All of it. We can have all we want when we get there.
Amen.
I've heard about it. And I have been told.
Yeah,
so
right.
When we get there, I'll say, I told you so. It'll be everything and more.
Yeah.
And we'll sit there, Bonnie, as royalty.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll sit there in awe, saying, how could this be?
That's right.
And all He asked me to do, He said, if it wasn't so, I told you, all He asked me to do was take Him at His word, and I did.
Amen.
Hey, I got adopted. I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm in the family. I'm going to the meal.
Yeah.
I'll sit as a son. I'll be there, amen, when they put the crown on Him. I'll be there when they give Him praise and glory. I'll be there, hallelujah, at the message I'm talking about of the King will be there to see it. The reality, amen.
Yeah.
You'll find me sitting at the King's table. Jack Laster will be there. Bob McCurry will be there. I say David Epps will be there. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Oh, David Epps, bless his heart.
Yeah.
He's like me. How could a king forgive someone like me and Brother David? David, like me, a great sinner. Jesus said, who loved me the most? He'd been forgiven much. He'd been forgiven little.
Right.
I say they'll all be there. They got to Jesus.
Yeah.
And asked Him to be the Lord and Savior. Bonnie, you'll find me sitting at the King's table.
Yep.
Now, if your seat's sitting there empty, your pastor's going to be disappointed. Especially after preaching a message like this. I expect all of you to be sitting where your name is. Now, if there's any doubt about that, if there's any reservations about you being there, I want you to do something. As I ask everybody to stand, get Brother Jerry, Sister Sharon, get us a verse of invitation on him. If there's any doubt at all, don't miss this meal.
That's right.
Don't miss this great invitation.
Amen.
Make a call in election, sure. Bible tells us to make it sure. And I promise you this, I'll be there. I will be there. How you going, Brother Ed, by the grace of God?
Yeah, right.
I'm going by invitation, sir.
Uh-huh.
I'm going by preparation. I done made ready.
Yeah.
Brother Ed, I'll be there. We might be sitting side by side, brother.
That's right.
Amen. All right, Father, we thank You for this message today. Ask Your blessing on this invitation. In Jesus' name. Go ahead there, Brother Jerry. Mm-hmm.